Chapter 3. In Mortal Dread. Petrosino heard about the society before he actually encountered it. Sometime in the early years of the century, we cannot be sure when, he was given information about a shadowy group that was lurking in the Italian colony. It was at first mostly whispers about how La Mano Nera was striking terror in the hearts of immigrants by threatening them with death if money wasn't paid. They were taking children, blowing up homes, burning homes. They were meeting reluctant victims on the streets with knives and guns. Few in the Italian colony were willing to say what the Black Hand was or what it did. Women crossed themselves when they spoke the words. The fear Petrosino's friends and informants exhibited was startling. There were stories of dead bodies, headless bodies, children stuffed in chimneys and left to decompose. But what was this society? Where had it come from? How did it operate? Was it even real? In the early years of the century, Petrosino took up his diary and first recorded his thoughts on the society. Scores of Italian murderers are lurking in the lower part of the city, implying their trade of black hand extortion. Unless checked at once, they will so extend their operations that the police will be sorely tried in running them down. Something, a corpse, a letter, had made it clear to him that the society was quite real. America hadn't yet awakened to the threat incubating in its cities. There had been scattered reports of the Black Hand's operations since before the turn of the century, but no panic. That would change beginning one sultry morning in August 1903. It was then that the society broke out into the open. Nothing would ever be quite the same for Italian Americans, for their new country, or for Petrosino again. It began in Brooklyn. A letter was dropped into the mailbox of a contractor named Niccolo Capiello in the thriving but largely nondescript Italian neighborhood of Bay Ridge. Inside the envelope was a set of instructions. If you don't meet us at 72nd Street and 13th Avenue, Brooklyn, tomorrow afternoon, your house will be dynamited and your family killed. The same fate awaits you in the event of your betraying our purposes to the police. It was signed La Mano Nera.